Welcome back. It is time to catch up with the folks from the Nebraska Wheat Board as part of their weekly update. Joining us over the phone today is Roy Shinneman, the executive director of the Nebraska Wheat Board. Royce, last week you were on the road. You were traveling to the Wheat Quality Council annual meeting. I believe that took place in the state of Kansas. Let's first set the stage. What is the Wheat Quality Council?
Yeah, the Wheat Quality Council is a group that's made up of wheat breeders, wheat producers, and processors. And the overall goal of the group is to improve wheat and flour quality.
So obviously this group has several meetings. One of them here, the annual meeting, as I mentioned, took place last month in Kansas. What was the purpose of that meeting, and what were some of the things that took place?
Yeah, at the annual meeting, the group gets together, and they actually have individual meetings for each of the six wheat classes of wheat grown in the U.S., and that's made up of producers, processors, end users, and they discuss and set some parameters for the quality of that class of wheat. So they have those meetings separately. Then we have a full meeting with everybody where we have different speakers that come and discuss maybe some new equipment to test and analyze wheat, or we talk about maybe some new concepts that are out there regarding wheat production and quality. And then at kind of the end of the conference, they evaluate lines of wheat in kind of a blind test study. Breeders submit those lines, and they can see how they do in terms of production and quality characteristics in a lot of different locations around the U.S., and they get feedback on whether that line should continue to advance, or maybe that's a line they want to drop from further development. But the whole group, it all revolves around wheat quality and providing producers varieties that will perform on the farm, that will also perform in the mill and bakery.
Hmm. Yeah, sounds like an important gathering to look at all that information presented from that. What has you excited when it comes to future things that will be impacting Nebraska wheat producers?
Well, I think it's a good chance for us to evaluate the lines that are developed here at the University of Nebraska through Dr. Catherine Frells, her wheat breeding program. So it's always good to see how her lines maybe compare with our neighboring states or private companies that submit lines to see where our program's at. It's always exciting to basically just see how those lines stack up, and it gets us excited for the breeding program and further development. It's always kind of nice to see where you stand, and especially if you stand out and above a little bit, that's always really rewarding. So that's one of the main things there. And then also being able to network with people that have quality, you know, they want to produce high quality wheat, gives us all a chance to network and reconnect. And there's always a lot of new ideas and things, you know, being able to visit with people over dinner or in the hallway of a meeting. That's where a lot of the work gets done or ideas get shared. So it was a really good meeting, productive meeting, and then being able to see all those results too that came out of the testing.
Well, good stuff there, Royce. Appreciate the update on the Wheat Quality Council annual meeting that took place last month. Before I let you go, let's just get a kind of a general update here as we're approaching mid-March of kind of winter wheat condition. What are you hearing from producers across the state of Nebraska?
Overall, our conditions are a little bit tough. We haven't had the moisture that we would like to see. You know, we did have a few snowstorms and maybe some rain events that were pretty spotty. South Central Nebraska appears to be kind of our bright spot. As you go further out west into the Panhandle, they've been pretty dry. Even back to planting time, getting the crop established was a little bit tough. So we need some some good moisture this spring, and we need these temperatures to kind of level out now. Wheat will start to break dormancy if we have about 14 days of temperatures 40 degrees or better. That wheat will really break dormancy and start to grow. But, you know, we're a little bit early yet, so we worry about maybe a late freeze or something to set the crop back again. So we're not off to the greatest start, but wheat is pretty resilient. Our farmers are resilient. So we're looking forward to some spring rains and maybe some better conditions moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Here's to that. That's the one thing I think we always hear when we talk with folks is wheat is resilient, along with the producers, as you mentioned. Roy Schiedemann, the Executive Director of the Nebraska Wheat Board, our guest this week as we get our weekly update from the folks at the Nebraska Wheat Board. Here on the Rural Radio Network, I'm Bryce Duskett reporting.